For the chovel is no good. Okay, it's on, it's good. It'll do the ladies here too. Sunday night, Mishnah Berurah. We're going over the kasha we had on the Mishnah Berurah and cutting Mamad Aleph. He didn't have a Mincha Shabbos, he'd have a Ma'ariv twice. Well, it's a Shabbos. So if he didn't say Havdalah in either, you're okay. But the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you ate before you made Havdalah? The din is you have to daven the chovel over. So the chovel sort of retroactively, we'll call it, becomes disqualified. So now you daven the tashlumen before the chovel. So the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't matter, because at the time when you daven the chovel, it was okay, because you were presumably you were going to do everything properly. Who said you're going to eat before Havdalah? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So we had a kasha that the Mishnah Berurah himself, in a similar case, where you daven first the chovel and then the tashlumen, and then you realize the chovel was no good. Let's say you forgot the same talumata the first, and you have to daven over. So he said, that's okay, as long as you meant to daven the chovel first and the tashlumen second. So even if you messed up the chovel, you have to daven it over, so that's okay. So why here does he have to say alam de shesvara that you were actually, it was a good shmona esrei at the time you davened the chovel? It only later got messed up. He even said a bigger chiddush in the beginning of the siman, that even if you messed up b'shas maisa and it was no good, but you meant it as chovel and you didn't realize it till after you davened tashlumen, so it's also okay. So I looked around. I didn't see anybody ask the kasha. Okay, let's move on.
What kind of a din is this that you have to daven over?
You have to daven over. That's because you messed up Havdalah. It's Rishon and Rome. It's not Tashlumen. I would call it a Knas.
Maybe that's the Pesach. Who says that the first filler you davened wasn't a filler? You just need to now say it's
Sa'adah Rabbah. So then, Koshkin. Madach, when you totally messed up and the first filler, let's say you left that Yalav Yavah. So even then we say, since you meant well, your heart was in the right place. So even though you realize later you messed up, it's still called your daven de chova, because you meant to daven de chova, you meant to do everything right. The fact that you weren't yotze the chova is not really relevant. You daven chova first and tashlumen second. So koshkein here, where it's less of a problem. Okay, tzarechian, let's go back to Sifyut Aleph. Sifyut Aleph is an interesting... Sifyut Aleph is a very basic machlokas. You sort of feel like we had this case already, but we really didn't. Till now we had, let's say you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. So you didn't daven at all. So you davened at night twice. What do you mean you davened at night twice? But you're not going to daven mincha. So that's the din of tashlumen. You're making up to the mincha that you missed. But let's say there was a particular error in the mincha, and this is a universal machlokas. Let's say you daven, but you made an error which necessitates that you daven again. At night, the next tefillah when you're doing the tashlumen, usually it's at night, because that's when a change can occur. So at night, you're not going to be rectifying that particular error. Many examples. Rosh Chodesh is one day, you left that Yalav Yavo by Mincha. At night, you're not going to be saying Yalav Yavo. Right? Or, if you he has a case where you davened Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and you by mistake davened the Chol Shmona Esrei. So you have to daven over, the din is. But at night, you're going to be saying the Chol Shmona Esrei. So there's a basic Machlokas Rishonim in Maseches Brachos. Some Rishonim hold... So it sounds like you had this case already, but we didn't. Because all the cases we had till now was you didn't daven at all. So sure, you daven a Ma'ariv twice at night. It's a Chol tefillah? That's okay. So you're making up the Shabbos tefillah on Chol. But what about... So some Rishonim hold that if you're just... If the reason you have to daven over is to rectify an error, and the error will not be rectified in your makeup tefillah, because... For whatever reason, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's not Shabbos anymore. It's not the same Talmud time anymore. There could be, probably think of 6-7 cases. So you do not daven over. That's what some Rishonim hold. Other Rishonim hold that when the din is you have to daven over again, it's not, it's a lamed shemachlokes. It's not you just have to daven over again to rectify the error, but it's ki'ilu lo hispalel. You weren't yotzei yedei tefillah. It's like you didn't daven. So it's like you didn't daven. So now you have to daven again. So now whatever dinim apply to the davening kick in, just like if you skip the davening totally. So that's this machlokes. Now, even though to our ears, I would say we would agree with the second sheeper, but it's mamash a suffek, and therefore you don't just simply daven over. You have to daven over like you do by a suffek. You have to have in mind with a tonight tefilas nadava, and you just don't have to be mechadish davar, but you have to do it maybe l'shem nadava too. And if it's Friday afternoon, let's say, and it was Friday Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't say Alav Yavo, and now it's Shabbos when you can't daven the dava, you don't make up the tefillah. The Paskin is mamish, the machlokas achron rishonim is not real, is not mukhra. It's not mukhra. Let's see. Now we're going to learn Sefer Aleph. Tov mincha shel Shabbos. Now till now we had you skipped it. You didn't daven. Now we're having. By the way, the reason when you daven shel chol b'Shabbos, it's only called error rectification, is because really Shmona Esrei is shayach to Shabbos. It's just like covered Shabbos, we don't daven it. So it's serious, you're not yotzei. But the reason the Rishonim apply their rule and call it only rectifying an error, and they hold it's not ki'ilu lo hispalel, even though you aren't yotzei, is because they look at it that, well, you really daven, you just left something out. You left out Shabbos. Tov b'mincha shel Shabbos, the Hizbalos mona esrei v'lo hizkos shel Shabbos. Hizbal b'motzoi Shabbos shtayim. That's an amchaber paskins. Beinam avdol b'shniya. But, beinam hizbal avdol b'shniya. Hizbal avdol b'shniya, right? That's right, that's the makeup. He said Atochan Antono in the first. He is Pesubitoras Nadova because it is Suffolk. Beinitzorch Lechadish Bodover. Mamish the same as when you daven, when you have a Suffolk Hispala. Vodinim Lohiski Yalav Yavav Bemincha Shel Rosh Chodesh. And presumably the Pshat is there was only one day Rosh Chodesh. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's a cut and lamed base. Yesh Bazeh Machlokes. This is a basic Machlokes. A toisus of shame reisrile, they ain't tarech lachs of Yisrael Zeb. I don't know, it means you don't have to make a makeup tefillah. Tok for his baalish mona esrei. Rak sheshach achshav Shabbos. So what's he going to gain now? She asked him, his baalish mona esrei, the layasu shal Shabbos, ma yarviach b'zeh tashlum. V'chach mei provincia, sphere of the Italians, I think, right, Italians, they hold. The Mashiach Palos Monesi below Shabbos, Havi Kilo Lois Palel Klau. That's the magic words. Kimish Lawasa Kedin. Falkin Echriu Apoiskim, Shiakulus Palel the Torah Nadova, Ben Sarah Lachadish, Kimish Svara, the Sarah Lachsa Ulus Palel, Misaradin, and Chidin Godul Mizu. I don't know why he said it that way. He could have said it the way he said it in Simon Kuv Zion, that since it's a Suffolk. It's a suffix if you have to daven, so you daven and be suffix. So you mechuyev to daven be suffix. So that's the chiddush, that you have to daven. Here he says it a funny way. Maybe also the same thing. Maybe it's the same thing. Tzorech lachim. Well, the Torah's nadova, hainu sheyasna, he has to make it tonight. The Yomar. Im chayvani erezel lechovasim v'yamav erezel nadava. Bain prima gordim duadin kol sefik kumpta derava busi yisparol b'nadava. It's like sefik yisparol. What's the difference if it's a sefik? Mishabura said there's no difference between a sefik in reality and a sefik in the dina, it's called. It's called a sefik in the dina. Ubitnai she sefik kumpta mamish. You need a real suffix. Lo yochel k'neged Rabin, lo yochel k'neged Gadol. Not every time some Tom, Dick, and Harry pops up, is it a suffix? Then does need to come up with suffix in the spalel liel to the kuzayin tzibali. U'bishabes v'yomtiv, v'im v'spalel and tefillah suffix. because he can't make it tonight. They may be in the double the Shabbos. The Leil was in the Kuzayin. Same problem. If then as the Lohus Pawel B'Motzoy Shabbos, the Spawel B'Yom State, Shilu Sachos B'Chom 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 That's a shita. That's a Ridvaza shita. Ridvaz speaks out. You don't say a tochan antonu at all Sunday morning, even if you didn't make Avdolia. The olds they weren't mesakein. It's a Ridvaz. They weren't mesakein a tochan antonu until the tashlumen. The first one's chova, the second one is the tashlumen. So they weren't mesakein. That's what the Ridvaz says. Ken kaza b'kenesus agdoyle b'shem Ridvaz. But the Magen Avraham says he doesn't get it. So you're this time. Bishlam, if you made Abdullah already, so you could hear, you made Abdullah already, so there's no more. You made Abdullah on our case. So even though normally if you daven Ma'arif to Abdullah, Abadi Yatzeh Tochan Antonu, but that's what you're davening Motzoi Shabbos. So Motzoi Shabbos, Yatzeh Tochan Antonu, even if you made Abdullah on our case already. But once it's Sunday morning and the first one's Chayv and the second one's Tashlumen, so they weren't Masakin it then if you already davened. The Radvaz old, even if you already made Abdullah. Radvaz old, even if you made Abdullah. Ayin Shom. Had to get Stamu in the men, who was Ella Shom, 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 it's like, it has a takona, so there's no din tashlumen. That's the Radvaz Svara. Magen Avraham says only if you didn't make Avdallah. The Mishnah Brura in Reish Tzadik Dalid in Hilchas Shabbos. So this is a classic case. You forgot Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos. So here the Mishnah Brura brings down the Machlokes. One man, the other says, you don't say Atochan Antonu at all, whether or not you made Abdullah. The Magen Avraham says, only if you did make Abdullah already, ala kois. Otherwise, what? He doesn't really say. He doesn't say how to do it. So in Reish Sadik Dalid, Sivkot and Dalid, Reish Sadik Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you forgot to daven Ma'ariv, you daven Shachris twice. Okay, he brings on the sheet that you don't say Tochan Antonu in either. But then he says, the Magen Avraham, Bamed Vamamurim, if you made Havdalah ala Kais already, Avulam Loihidul Klal, so you should say Tochan Antonu. Now, by us, he doesn't say in which one. Here he says, in the second one, because that's the Hashlamah. Again, you didn't daven Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. So if you made Avdallah ala Kois, anybody listening? Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
It's only one bing.
If you didn't make Avdallah, if you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos, and you're davening Sunday morning twice, so there's one sheet that you don't say Atochan Antonu at all. Mishnah Berurah paskins seems to pass in Hilchas Shabbos. Here he says that it's a suffix. In Hilchas Shabbos he says if you did not make Avdallah ala Kois yet, you do say Atochan Antonu. But in the second Shmoneh Esrei.
Is that the Magen Avraham?
He
says B'Shem Magen Avraham.
No.
But that would fit in with the Magen Avraham.
Yeah, because by us he doesn't say in which one. So that's where there's a famous Rav Chaim. But the truth is, besides the famous Grach al Hashas, but the truth is there's a Rav Kivega in Reish Sadik Dalid. Rav Kivega says you say it in the first Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't say why.
No mitzvah tashlumen.
What?
It's because it's not mitzvah tashlumen. We're saying it because you got to Hadorah.
So the Mishnah Berurah Svara is it belongs by the Tashlum and it's a Motzei Shabbos.
Then you're doing the second one.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is doing the second one. The Vegas says you're saying on the first. Or if Chaim al Hashas, the famous of them, says because the Tochan Adonu is not a Haskara of Motzei Shabbos, but Dafka. It's a Haskara of the first one Esrei after Shabbos. So the first one Esrei after Shabbos is the morning one. Is the Sunday morning one in this case? So in this case, Motzei Shabbos comes before, as they say, Motzei Shabbos. The bitui of Rav Chaim al Hashas is that in this case, Sunday morning comes before Motzei Shabbos. That's all. You say it in the first one Esrei. So here, the first one Sunday morning came before Motzei Shabbos. That's all. So you have actually Machlokes Mishnah Berurah, but it's really B'Kiveige in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, here in Hilchos Tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say at all when you say it. Even if you do say it, he doesn't say on which Mona Esrei. In Reish Tzadik Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, he says it to say it in the second one. K'Ve'ege Grada there says to say it in the first one. Rav Chaim al Hashas agrees with it. It's a classic Rav Chaim. Okay. I will stop here. I have to go. Yeah, so that's if you'd. That's if you'd Aleph. Oh, we didn't finish if you'd Aleph. Lamed Dalet. Who are din? If you didn't say Yalav Yalav by Mincha Rish Chaydish. But Salomar, so now what do you do by Meirev? Meirev is, you're not going to say, you're not going to do any, you're not going to be saying Yalav Yalav by Meirev. So again, you have the Machlokes Rishonim, and what you do is you daven the second Shmon Esrei by Meirev, with a Tanai, B'Toras Nadova. Let's say that night is also Rish Chodesh, so there's no problem, we'll say Yalav Yavu again. But really, that's a problem. The Tzlach asks Akasha, Maseches Brachos. He brings down Akasha because if you have Rish Chodesh, it's 2 days, so it's really, he claims, at first he claims Monavshach. It's either the first day or the second day is the real Rish Chodesh. So if it's the first day, so the second day is not Rish Chodesh, you shouldn't be saying Yalav Yavo. And if it's the second day, so you did good by not saying Yalav Yavo the first day. So the Tzlach answers, no, it's an important Tzlach. It's a Yisoidus to Tzlach. So he says, this doesn't make sense, that's the Kasha. The Magen Avraham says, if both days are Rish Chodesh, so then it's fine. You could say Yalav Yavo at night. You do say Tashlumin. You don't need Nadova. You don't need the Tanai. You are Marviach. You're saying Yalav Yavo at night. So the Kasha is Monavshach, right? So the Tzlach answers that for every Rish Chodesh, 2 days, he's right, L'chayra, is like Rosh Hashanah. Just like the whole Cheshbon Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom HaRichter. Because in Bo Edom and Amincha L'mayla, you have the whole Cheshbon there. So the Tzlach says that really is a concern and a Cheshbon every single Rish Chodesh, not just Rosh Hashanah. The Jews, the Rambam and Pirish and Mishnayos doesn't learn it about Rosh Hashanah. He learns the Mishnah talking about every Rish Chodesh. He probably brings it down to Tzlach. So he says, so every 2 days of Chodesh is like the Yom HaRichter of Rosh Hashanah. They're both. But what do you do in Chutz Loretz? Now comes the next Shaila. If you forgot Mincha on Shvi Yishol Pesach. So now you have the Tzlach's Kasha, and you don't have the Teretz. No, he didn't say Mincha. You can't do it tonight because Yontif, you can't make it tonight. But the Rabbanon, it's Yontif. You're going to be Marviach, you're going to say the Yontif Shmona Esrei. No, you don't have to say it tonight because L'Chayri, you're going to be Marviach, you're saying the Yontif Shmona Esrei. But you have the Monavshach, you have the Kash of the Tzlach. So the Tzlach Paskin is on Yontif Taka, you don't have it twice.
You can't make it tonight.
Okay. But the other Achrayim say no. Because Rabbanon was stuck into that. L'gabe Tfilah, it's like Yom HaRichter. That's the.